welcome to Rod Talk here on M88, the show where we want to challenge you, encourage you, and most of all, get you to think. I'm your host, Yo. Tonight, I'm joined by Joey from the Three Amigos Morning Show.
What's up?
And we're here to talk about MySpace. Now, when M88 decided to join the MySpace community, I know that caused a stir, and I know some people have some questions. And so our primary purpose tonight is to answer your questions about why M88 is on MySpace. So if you have a question about that, 505-338-5790. If you want to know what the reasoning was, what the decision-making process was, if you'd just like to know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, we're here to answer those questions tonight. And we'll also talk a little bit about the pros and cons of MySpace and how you can be safe on MySpace. And personally, let me just say this right off the top.
Sure.
Not a huge MySpace guy myself.
Right.
And like the whole concept really doesn't click with me, because you have these people, they have their MySpace pages, and like, oh yeah, I got, you know, 100 friends on my MySpace page, or, oh, well, this is no big deal, I got 500. I'm thinking, yeah, I can barely manage having five friends. I have five friends in real life. I meet somebody new and I say, you know, I think you're very nice, but I really don't have any room for more friends. You
right.
know, I could put you on the waiting list.
Right.
And if there's an opening, I'll call you. I'm sorry. You know, so like the concept just, I don't really get it.
Oh, absolutely. And you're also talking about like people that just compete for the amount of friends.
Right.
But let me tell you about what the real probably plus and allure of MySpace is. And that is, the internet was too big. Okay. It's too huge. If you want to like seek out friends, find their personal pages, things like that, it was a nightmare. And so what MySpace did was made an internet inside the internet, a microcosm, so to speak, that basically said, all right, you can come to this one place and you can find everything you want to know. You can meet up with your friends. You can talk about movies, music, entertainment, just pop culture in general. And it just made this community in an internet that was too big and just seemed like, where do I go? I just Google everything in life and everything's just too huge. You see what I'm saying? So it condensed it and it made this like, And so honestly, having less choices made people like, oh, okay, now I have like direct roads where I can go to just find this. Find this person and do these things, you know.
Well, it's certainly done a good job at what it set out to do so far as being a social networking site. Over 80% of the traffic for social networking sites go to MySpace. And as of September 8th of this year, 106 million accounts. And Steve Madrid, our producer, was looking it up on the MySpace homepage, saying that's grown even to 130 million just since September. It grows at a rate of about 230,000 per day.
Wow.
Now, if you think about this,
that's
though.
A lot of people.
130 million. All right, let's say that's accurate. Well, that's a little over a third of the population of the United States.
Right.
That means one out of every three people in the U.S.
is on MySpace. Yeah.
Now, obviously, all those people aren't
it's global.
From the
U.S.
It's
right,
a global thing. But just to put it in perspective, you know, that would be one out of every three people. Like, so, you know, we have four people here tonight, so that means at least one of us would have a MySpace page, and then like a third of the other person would be thinking about it.
Out of the four people here tonight, who has MySpace pages?
Okay.
There's two, half of us.
So there you go.
Two out of the four.
Two. So there you go. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
I think I even counted. One, two, three, four. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. So it's absolutely huge. Now, this started back in 2004. So in just a little over 2 years,
right,
it's grown this much.
Yeah.
And I have a lot that I would like to say about that, but we're really wanting to take your questions if you're curious about why M88 is on MySpace, because there's a concern.
Yes.
There is a concern about, you know, sexual predators on MySpace, about,
sure,
you know, sword content, porn,
sure,
bad language, all that type of stuff. And just to, again, put things in perspective, I was reading about 1-2% of all sexual crimes is internet connected or related.
Right.
So it's a very small fraction, but at the same time, we don't want that to grow. And
sure,
so I think there's been a little bit of a overblown sense of danger from MySpace when it comes to, like,
right,
the sexual, although they're there.
Well, because it involves communicating with people,
right,
and reaching out and connecting and networking and social. So anytime you deal with the possibility of talking to strangers and people you don't know, that's going to be a natural concern.
Yes.
And especially when you watch programs on TV where they're busting sexual predators left and right, it always starts from like some internet chat room or something like that. like that.
I know. So. Like every other show on TV is some crime show.
Yeah.
And it makes it seem like this stuff happens every day because we see it like every other day of the week on TV.
Right.
If you have questions about why M88 is on MySpace, if you'd like to ask, is MySpace safe? In our opinion, you know, we're not going to say definitively one way or the other. If you want have an opinion about MySpace, its usefulness, its pros, its cons, should Christians be on MySpace? I know that's a concern. We want to take your calls, 505-338-5790. You can call us up tonight. Joey's going to be our resident MySpace expert. Is that okay, Joey?
That's all right.
Now, how long have you been on MySpace?
I've been on MySpace for, I guess, maybe a year.
Really?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more, but a year.
Now, is this just as you or for your band?
I got on there first for the Echoing Green.
Mm-hmm.
So but that was over a year ago. And then I got a personal page maybe just under a year ago.
And how do you enjoy it?
For band purposes, it is probably one of the best things that's ever happened in the way of networking. To get your music available to people that wouldn't necessarily hear it, that is there's way more value in being there as a band than there is for me to be there personally.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it would be useless to be on there as a band if there wasn't people that were on there as personal individuals.
It's kind of a chicken and egg kind of thing.
Exactly. So I don't – when it comes to my personal account, you know, I could take it or leave it, to be honest, me
right.
personally. Although it has been cool to people that I haven't seen in years – you know, old schoolmates, things like that, have connected with me and found me through MySpace, you know, that I was like, oh my gosh, where did that, I didn't even know what happened to you.
See, that's
and
another reason why I'd never so want to be on there, because there's a lot of people who I'd never want to hear from you again. That's part of the reason why I was in the military.
Yeah, dude.
Traveled around.
If you got
people
shady
find me ever
past,
again.
Don't be on MySpace.
They'll track you down. Hey, let's take a call from Shannon. We have Shannon on the line. Welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I did the MySpace thing, like, a couple years ago, and I just have to say it was so much drama, and it was awful, because everyone's like, oh, I heard on MySpace that this, that, and the other thing, and I was just like, oh, wow, it was so much drama, and I got off, and I still hear it now from my friends. They're just like, oh, my gosh, she said on MySpace, and I'm just like, guys, calm down. Why don't you talk to each other in person instead of depending on some internet source to... talk to your friends.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Amen. Shannon, I'm totally with you, because that's the other thing I don't get, is why are people so excited about having community on the internet and not having community with, you know, I don't know, real people?
Yeah.
In fact, it was kind of interesting. I was reading through all this information on MySpace, and I came across this guy who worked for, and please excuse me mentioning this, but it still is kind of interesting, a guy who was in an issue of Playboy magazine, and he's saying part of the reason some of the stuff that's happening on MySpace is so risque is because of the distance that people have on there. They don't have personal contact, and so therefore they're emboldened to do things they might not do in the space of actual people with in front of real people. They would never do these things, but since MySpace, they kind of have that buffer from
they can
any
make,
real
like, this
contact
alter ego, so to speak,
right? And so he was saying that this is why you see a lot of that on MySpace, because it allows people to have this duplicity that they wouldn't otherwise be afforded. And I thought that was really interesting coming from a really worldly source like that, that they were smart enough to pick up on that.
So Shannon, you're basically saying that it's made, like, the super lameness in the drama of your friends even lamer because they're not talking to each other in person, and it's just made the gossip and drama factor raise up a few notches, because now it's like, oh, my gosh, did you see what they said
it's
on MySpace?
It's awful. I'm like, why don't you just call me? Talk to me. Don't MySpace me. I want to hear your voice.
That's totally fair, man. That is totally fair. And that's honestly, that's probably something that can happen with almost anything now.
Email, text messaging.
Text messaging.
Totally. Shannon, thanks so much for calling in, sharing with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome, have a great evening. And if you have a question about MySpace, why M88 is on MySpace, what we're doing there, what we hope to accomplish, what were we thinking, give us a call, 505-338-5790. I know we've gotten some emails about this, you know, some people who have had very strong opinions about why is M88 on MySpace. It's evil.
Well, you know, look at your radio dial. Okay, I mean, we are broadcasting. We're the first station on the left, okay? As soon as you start heading right, it gets uglier and uglier and uglier in some places, you know? And so the fact is we are being broadcast, you know, just a few notches down from stations that are playing music that is totally awful, just ugly, you know, really, you know, just... just ugly music, you know what I mean? Things that have really bad influence and stuff like that. And it's, and it really just calls for that same kind of discernment. You know, I mean, we are out there as a public choice, to anyone that chooses to turn on the radio. And if you got a problem with something that you're hearing on the radio, you turn it off, you change the station. You know, and it's really what it comes down to, you know. So if you don't dig the radio, or if you found nothing but garbage on the radio and you don't like it, turn off the radio, plug in your iPod or whatever, your CD that you burned or whatever. And so this is really the same thing. You know what I mean? We are making ourselves available as a choice, as a light in a dark place, you know. And if that place isn't for you, it's okay. You don't have to go there to find us. You already know where to find us, you know.
I hear that, and we'll get into that a little bit more here in just a bit. Next, we have Randa on the line. Randa, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi. I was just listening to the MySpace thing, and I had created a page about a year ago, and over here in Albuquerque, and I moved to Denver, and I was over there for like a year for college, and I transferred from my church here, and I was going to we have a worldwide ministry, so I was going to the church over there. And I just thought it was really great, like, because I could keep in contact with all my friends over here in Albuquerque. And then when I moved back to Albuquerque, I was still in contact with all the people from my church in Denver. So I just thought it was really
great. So you're saying that it's been a really good tool for you to keep in touch with people who are otherwise far away.
And I've built, like, so many friendships. And I to keep those friendships, like, even now that I'm gone, now that I moved back home, it's like I still have those friendships there, like, because I'm still in contact with all of them.
Sure. Sure. Now, I'm sure you found that, like you're saying, it's most effective to keep the friends that you've already had. And I'm sure you found that there's been like crazies trying to ask you to be their friend or whatever. And you've had to use some discernment to say, I don't think so. And, things like that, right?
Yeah. Well, like I would get like weird requests, like people asking me to be their friend, but like everybody on my page is either from my church or from school or.
So they're people you actually know personally.
I'm sorry?
They're people you actually know personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Or like Christian artists and stuff.
Sure. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. So you're actually using it as an effective communication tool.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think it's really cool. So.
Good job. Well, right on.
Well, thanks, Randa. We appreciate you calling in and sharing with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye. And if you have a question about MySpace, why M88 is there, should Christians be there, what are the benefits, what are the dangers, give us a call, 505-338-5790, as we talk a little bit about MySpace. And I know it was a tough decision for us as a station to decide to go on to MySpace. Why don't you kind of walk us through little bit what the big deal was?
Well, at first it was like, no, you know, but then... it's hard to ignore the numbers of the amount of people that are on there and the people that are looking for entertainment. They're looking for music. They're looking for media, you know. So it really came down to the fact that just a simple need for outreach that we have and the burden that we've always had here as a station to reach yet more people. And so so the answer is, do we ignore this huge place where people are looking for music, they're looking for message, they're looking for things like that? Or do we just say we're basically too good for that and we don't want to be associated with it or things like that? And I think, and the answer obviously became a wholeheartedly no. We want to shine our light in darkness, and which was always done, so MySpace is just as dark as someone's school, you know what I mean, or high school or other places, you know. So we chose to make ourselves available to those that are searching to find us.
Okay, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus be on MySpace?
Yeah, he definitely wouldn't be like on ChristianSingles.net, I'll tell you that. So, although I can't speak for him, I'm not the official rep, but he's got several profiles on MySpace.
All right. We have Margo on the line. Margo, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi there.
Hi.
The question I had was, what is M88 and the Christian community as a whole doing to maybe put some parameters on what MySpace can do? Because Christians can have a filter in their home for their kids.
Sure.
But MySpace doesn't have a filter built in that I've been able to use. Do you know if there is one?
I am so glad you asked that question, and we're going to elaborate it on the end of the show. But basically, there's nothing really in the way of filters in the sense of content. Basically, all there is are some. If you go to your account settings, there's a section called privacy settings where you can set it to where nobody can see your private unless your profile unless they're already your friend. So you can accept their
That's
stuff
right.
first.
Yeah, but they
there's that kind
know,
of thing. You can also they, not. You can have it set up to where it default does not accept invites from bands.
Okay.
You can set it to where nobody can even send you a friend invitation unless they know your last name or your real email address.
Okay.
You know, so there's a lot of security things that you can put in there to set up for you, but nothing in the way that filters content. It's all really just kind of customizable by you in the way of privacy. So it's really kind of up to you to decide what you want the system to kind of police against, but it doesn't decide for you, like, is this person sketch or is this person not, you know, things like that. It doesn't have any of those kind of filters because there's just no real way to really to do that with a machine, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, so there's definitely some privacy things you can set up, but there's definitely an element of policing and discernment really
for
that
sure.
you need to use yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now then the other question I had was I clicked on a friend request one time from someone who I thought was a person that I might know. It ended up being porn.
Uh-huh.
And so it sent me to a thing to allow adult content viewer.
Mm.
So MySpace is allowing this adult content viewer
within
the MySpace community.
Right. And what you have to do is they're not really allowing that. What that is there are people that know how to just kind of forward you. As soon as you click on this thing, it actually takes you out of MySpace and takes you to something else. And so what you have to do is go back and report, and there's a tag on almost every invite or every email you can get that says report as abuse or spam, because MySpace does not allow pornographic content. Now, that does not say that you're not getting stuff that's pretty darn close to it, you know, so there's a lot of risque material and things like that, but that is not allowed. So you can report that person and they'll get either banned or deleted.
Okay.
So yeah, but if it took you out and forwarded you to some place to some kind of like MySpace adult content thing, that's totally bogus. It's not that's not really a part of MySpace.
Okay, that's good to know.
But they make it tricky. They'll make it look like it's just a part of it. So again, discernment is involved. You know, MySpace is definitely PG-13. I mean, MySpace is not, MySpace is not for the kids, for the young kids. You know, it's not for the whole family. It's PG-13. Mm-hmm. And so you need to use extra caution and discernment when on there. And if you have kids, you need to pay attention to what they're doing and maybe go into their privacy settings yourself and just kind of, you know, keep it clear and also just kind of watch what your kids are doing on there.
Okay.
Does that help you out, Margo?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. You have a great evening, all right?
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, you know, you say that MySpace is definitely PG-13, not for the kids, but, dude, the major number of people who are on there, 14 to 33.
Now, okay, I'm sorry. When I say kids, I mean like under 12.
Okay.
Teenagers and up, it's definitely teen fest on a lot of places of MySpace, you know. But I mean like young kids. It's not a Disney place.
Well, here's the question though. You know, I was reading it says, okay, profiles, they allow as young as 14, but not young. How do you prevent anyone younger than 14 getting on there?
You don't lie
about your age.
Sure, yeah. And that's the case with anything, though. I mean, again, it comes down to parenting. It comes down to paying attention to what your kids are doing. I don't recommend that any kid get onto MySpace, teen or not. You know what I mean? Get onto MySpace without their parents having a heads up about it,
having their permission and their
absolutely.
Input.
We have
Gavin on the line. Gavin, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Gavin? You there?
First off, that I'm really stoked for you guys being on MySpace, because I think it's awesome how you guys are like you said earlier, yo, about being a light in a dark place. Because I mean, you look at MySpace and you know, I'm guilty with having a MySpace too, but you know, it's pretty rad that you guys are out there, because there's a lot of filth out there. I mean, you look at some of the advertising about these racy dating services and whatnot, like it's pretty gross. So
right. Yeah,
so for and I just, you know, I think that's really rad, because you know, you're just totally putting yourself out there. And the thing is, you know, I was thinking about this and, you know, everyone, you know, it's like, you know, everyone either loves or hates MySpace. There's no in-betweeners. You know, I personally enjoy it. I think it's really cool because I've connected with a lot of old friends that I, you know, from where I used to live, from moving and whatnot, and, you know, just finding them and them going, hey, bro, what's up? You know,
right.
I can't believe I found you. So, like, and that's always exciting. And then, of course, you know, doing the whole band thing. I myself used to be in a band, so we abused the freeness of MySpace by just putting ourselves, adding, going onto other bands' friend lists and everything, and basically annoying everybody to make us listen to them and everything. So,
well, you know, I mean, they can always say no, so they got the choice.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but it was still a good time and everything. But you know, and I think the thing about MySpace though is, it's all in your intentions. You know, if there's a person who's got a really strong walk and has a really strong relationship with Christ, I know this sounds kind of cheesy, but, like, their page is probably going to reflect that. They're not going to be putting, you know, racy pictures of them, and they're not going to be talking about how often they go partying or whatever. They're going to say, you know, my name's so-and-so, and I do this, and, you know, I'm not into the whole partying thing or whatever, you know. But if someone's about, you know, about that whole thing, you know, then obviously they're going to brag about it and stuff, and or just flaunt that, you know, flaunt about what they're about, you know, whether they're partying or whatever. And that goes with any, you know, freedom that we have, though. I mean, you look at, you know, the freedom of our press. Okay, it first started off with we had free newspapers where they could publish anything. And then there's magazines or whatever, and there used to be news magazines or entertainment magazines. Well, along came, you know, like pornographic materials or whatever. And, you know, they can't necessarily, the United States can't really ban that because that would be impending on their freedom and right to press or whatever, you know. And I'm not saying I'm an advocate for pornography, but at all, but it's like you can't really stop it. And the same thing goes with the internet, you know. Internet used to just be like a big library, and now look at it now. There's almost everything. You can basically, you know, shop to, you know, or look at inappropriate things if you so desire. And it really requires a person to use a lot of discretion. How they're going to use it. You know, this is a free service provided on the internet. Are they going to use it to you know, just be nice on the internet, or are they going to do inappropriate things on there? So, I guess maybe that's my disclaimer about my.
No. I mean, I think that's really well said, man. I think that you're basically just saying it's just like anything, and you need to use some discretion. And, and also show your colors. It always helps when, I think one deterrent, for people is when, for people that are looking for trouble, you know, is to come across a MySpace page that says, hey, I love the Lord. And, if you think that's lame, then don't even bother, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
All right, Gavin. Yeah, well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much,
man.
Oh, yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks for letting me talk.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Have a good evening.
All right, you too, guys.
All right. And next up, we have Corina. Corina, welcome to Ron Talk. What do you have to say?
Yes. Everybody in my family has a MySpace account, and we found it very useful in sharing pictures of my newborn son and everyday pictures that not everybody would get to see. So it's a very useful thing. And
now, when you say your family, you don't mean like the people in your house, right? You mean
no,
like people like out of town? Or
I mean like everybody out of town.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, that's very cool.
Because that would be a bummer if someone lived in your house and you're like,
the
you
only way
what?
You're communicating is MySpace.
Hit me up on MySpace and I'll ask you to pass the
salt.
That's
how you find out when it's dinner time.
Now, check your MySpace page and tell you when dinner, what we're having dinner. No. So you're saying that it's been a great way for you to keep in touch with your family out of town and friends and stuff like that. And, and keep them posted on what's going on in your lives. Very cool.
That's cool, Corina. Thanks for calling in and sharing that with us.
No problem.
All right. You have a good evening. And if you have a question about MySpace, why M88 is there, the pros and cons, what should Christians do about MySpace, if you got questions along those lines, give us a call, 505-338-5790. If you just have an opinion like Karina did or Gavin did about MySpace that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear that as well, 505-338-5790. Now, Joey, let me ask you, Now, I remember when the station first started discussing this whole MySpace thing, and I didn't know anything about MySpace, but my first reaction was like, hey, there's almost 100 million people doing this thing. Maybe we should look into it.
Right.
And I kind of left it at that, and oh, you don't want to? That's fine. Not a big deal. And then, you know, continued to be an idea that was percolating.
Sure.
And finally, I found out one day, oh, yeah, we're on MySpace. Okay, cool. like Gavin was saying, there's no in-between guys. I think I might be the only one on the face of the planet.
I think I'm truly are an in-between guy, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty indifferent
you
about a lot of things.
Yeah.
but what would you say is, you know, what does M88 want to do there? What is the purpose of M88 on MySpace beyond just, you know, hey, let's get more listeners?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think the idea to really be out there is truly, it truly is for outreach, you know. So if people are looking for music and they're searching to find, you never know, radio stations or and you never know what kind of surfing along MySpace will bring them across our page. If they just stumble across our thing and bump into Jesus, it really is all worth it. You know what I mean? I mean, we're just making ourselves, and it's not about us. You know what I mean? I mean, sure, we want to get listeners, but why do we want to get listeners? Because we want to convey the message of Christ to people. That's all that we've ever stood for, and that's what we stand for.
Well, let me just ask, what is on our page when someone comes across it that would show them that, hey, we're all about Jesus? You know, I haven't really looked at the page a whole lot myself because, like I said, I'm really a MySpace dude.
Sure. Well, we use the major tool which we have, which is music. And we have readily available, instant, you can click and get right to our internet streamer. So people can come across our page. What is the station all about? Click and listen and find out. So it's really just kind of like kind of a front runner thing for our own site, a recruiter for M88.org, so to speak.
Okay.
And so our internet radio streaming has, I'm sure, picked up quite a bit because people, you can hit the link right there. So that's the whole idea is to, I mean, why do Christians make hip music? It's not just for Christians. It's the idea of, we understand that, if you say, hey, to someone who's not a believer or who is unchurched, you say, hey, come check out this cool rock music that sings about Jesus. That really doesn't make people want to tune in. But if you say, hey, check out these great tunes, you know, check out this kind of music, then people say, okay, I'll check it out. And then they start discerning for themselves, listening to the things. And then you just, and then that's where we allow the ministry of the artists that we play to really kind of, it's always been like a partnership. You know, so we kind of let that do its work.
Now, one thing I know that we did put on there, and I was, you know, I pushed big for that just because I like, well, people are going to see this, is we had that debate up about paganism and Christianity, and, you know, we got some audio from that. And we put that on there as a blog, and I know a lot of people have been continued to ask about that, and we put that there. So I think, you know, and here's the thing, you know, I'm not super educated about a lot of this internet type stuff. Podcasting, don't know anything about podcasting, and yet
But yet you have one.
I do the Frequency Podcast.
Yeah.
Why? Because I can see a lot of potential in these types of tools. And like with MySpace, as a writer, you know, I'm often thinking, you know, blogging and having that debate up, having, you know, segments from M88. I mean, I think there's a lot of potential there for ministry.
I think, okay, this is going to sound really lame for me to say.
Cool.
But I think that people, even on the internet, are lazy. Like, so lazy to where they don't want to even type in a new address. they like say, hey, go to M88.org, click on this, click on this, click on this, and you'll hear this. No, man, they don't even want to bother remembering that. Too many clicks. I'm tired after the second click. So what happens is we are appealing, unfortunately, to that carpal tunnel finger, you know, numbing clicking, and just say, look, I already know I'm going to be cruising on MySpace tonight. So where are you at on MySpace? And that's really what it is. We are appealing to the people that are looking for media, looking for entertainment on MySpace, looking for debate, looking for conversation. And so what's cool also about MySpace, our MySpace page, I should say, is that we're able to offer bonus content that maybe somebody wouldn't bother going to our website to navigate through to try to find. They can instantly know where to go on a MySpace page to hit the blog. Say, check out our blog on MySpace. People just know how to do that. People that are already, well, I'm going to spend a half an hour tonight surfing on MySpace anyway. I'll go pop by M88. Really? I mean, it's true.
I know.
I mean, it's so.
half an hour. I'm networking with my friends on MySpace. Nah, it's too much trouble to call them up and hey, let's hang out and have pizza.
Don't bother me. I'm having an argument in all caps with my friends.
Then you know it's serious. Remember our fellow employee, Jenna?
Yes.
She would always say, I never type LOL unless I LOL'd. Like, I never understood that. It's like, well, why don't you know, if you talk to someone in person, then you know, oh, LOL. You can just laugh. It makes things a lot easier.
Because it should be a B-O-L, a big old liar. So I only LOL when it's legit.
That's funny. Sean is on the line joining us tonight. Sean, welcome to Rod Talk. What do you have to say?
Well, I have a MySpace, and I've been on it for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And I find it great just to hang out and kind of check out what my friends are posting. And I think it's a great way to reach out to people. I've been talking with a few friends of mine at school, and we're talking about starting a student Bible study sort of blog.
Wow.
On MySpace.
Very cool.
Right. So, and also, you mean like a group where it's like kind of a little mini forum and posting type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like post like a weekly Bible study. Or,
absolutely.
We were thinking
every other week. Yeah, cool.
That's a very cool idea, Sean. I think that's going to be totally shui. I've been thinking about putting my blog up there, Words of Yoda.
You know what? I really think your blog should be up there because you write a lot of good stuff, and I still don't know where to find it.
I know.
On m88.org. As cool as our website is, it's like, where do I click? Okay, click on DJs.
Well, you know, that's the true sign of a writer, where I continue to write stuff even though I know no one's reading it. Like, I post it up there.
But
and
you know what? How lame am I? I fall under what I just made fun of. And, well, if it was on MySpace, I'd probably check it out. So
way to represent.
I'm a total MySpace loser.
Sean, thanks for calling in, sharing that tonight.
you too.
All right, have a good evening. Now, you know what? Let me just say, you know, so far most of the people called in, oh, yeah, MySpace is cool.
Right.
There's got to be some people who don't think MySpace is cool, and I'd really like to hear from those people because, you know, there is another side to this coin that maybe MySpace isn't the best place for M88 to be. Or maybe it's not the best place for a Christian to be. And so if anyone has that opinion or a question about that, give us a call, 505-338-5790. Now, Joey, what are the dangers of being on MySpace? Not necessarily just as like a kid.
Sure.
We know about the sexual predators, okay?
Right.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we talk about the safety. But what are just some of the dangers of like us as Christians being on there, us as a station being on there? How can that get a little dicey?
I don't really see, honestly, any dangers with us being up there as a station because we are not really imposing on anybody. It's people finding us. So what, if you want like people that are, you know, are publicly, you know, talking about how much they love Satan coming across our page, we don't have a problem with that. We don't have a problem with somebody who hates Christians or who is anti this or who is a partier or who is a druggie or things like that coming across our page and listening to our music. We actually think that that would be great. So I see almost zero negative cons with us being on there. But now let's talk about
Let's talk about the endorsement, though, because there's a lot of concern when we were on there. If M88 is there, it's driving traffic there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's totally fair. Now, which gets to the personal kind of cons about it and things to be aware of. I think for the most part, the biggest danger on MySpace is ourselves. And what really happens is if you have a weakness, if you have areas where you know you're not so good at, whether it's esteem issues to where you feel like you need, if you're a girl and you feel like you aren't pretty enough or you need to find men's approval and things like that, and you find yourself tempted to put content about yourself that really isn't you, but it's you trying to impress someone else or the general public, the faceless general public of MySpace, then you'll find yourself kind of slipping out of line. You know, there was a discussion about MySpace on Raw Talk almost a year ago, where a girl called in and said that, you know, she's like, I just found myself putting pictures up there of myself that were kind of sketch, you know, and just because I wanted to have this kind of allure on MySpace.
Which is what that one guy from
right, says
Playboy
that
was even
people
saying.
People become emboldened.
Right, because there's a distance there.
There's a faceless.
It's kind of like in radio.
Yeah, they're not embarrassed because
right.
There's nobody there saying, ooh, what's up with you, at least directly.
Right.
So that's a problem. Also, and if you have, if you, you know, the same cautions that you have when you surf the net are there in MySpace, okay? If you have tendencies or issues to look at inappropriate material, then that's not going to be, whether you're on MySpace or not, that's going to be an issue for you. You know, so to say that, it's everywhere on the internet. And if you are looking for that, you're going to find it. You know
right.
what I mean? But the problem is yourself and your convictions and your disciplines and your things like that. So,
Well, why do you think it was such a big deal? Because I remember when this was going back and forth for us as a station, you know, it's like, oh, no, we go on MySpace, you know, we're endorsing the content there, we're driving traffic there, and then there's the other people on the other side who say, no, we need to be there. We're already on the internet, and the internet has the same content, you know, so us
right.
being on the internet, aren't we endorsing the internet and some of the stuff that's on the internet?
Sure.
And I thought it was kind of interesting. I read that the number one, usually the first adapter of new technologies is the porn industry.
Right.
Be it video iPod,
right.
be it the internet, be it MySpace, be it TV, be it print, the porn industry has always been one of the first adapters of any new technology, which
right.
is tragically sad.
It's very sad.
But you can understand, you know, the appetite that's out there
sure.
that people are looking
I
for.
Think
and so,
I can definitely say that if MySpace did not have a policy about anti-pornography, that we probably wouldn't be on it right now.
Okay.
So the fact that people try to work themselves as close to the edge or try to find ways to work the system to loop their way around that is really not our problem, in the sense that that's the individual's problem and they can be reported and they can do things like that. You know, you're always going to find someone who's trying to beat the system in some way. So the fact that MySpace does have a concrete rule that says no pornographic material, if you are, you will be banned if someone reports you, you know, and so if they didn't have that, I'm not sure we'd be on it, to be
right.
honest. So there it is, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, it doesn't mean that there's not risque stuff, but, you know, there's risque stuff on the highway billboard.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean.
That is so true. Actually, I thought it was kind of interesting, and let me just encourage people with this. You know, over a third of the people who work for MySpace are there to police it, but when you have over 130 million profiles, they got a lot of work. So
I've reported people.
Right.
And
so
I've seen profiles get deleted. You know?
So, you know, anyone who's listening who is pro MySpace, you know, be a part of the solution to any of those problems and
sure.
don't be afraid to report. We have Anna on the line. She's been waiting patiently. Anna, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Well, for the most part, I think MySpace is okay, but I think that it gives you the ability to create a false identity, as far as, like, you can be anyone you want to be on MySpace. And I think people really get caught up into that, because you can make the perfect you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like, you know, have your picture, you know, everything about you and your friends and stuff, or you can meet people that you don't know. And I think, I mean, not just MySpace, but in general, there's a lot of, you know, people are online so much that you can, it's just kind of like fantasy. You can make
right.
exactly who you want to be. And I think that's a problem, because people get really sucked into that. And, you know, I mean, like what you guys were talking about, you know, the risque pictures, I think that's a problem for guys. But if the guys have a problem, they're going to find that anyways anywhere
right.
else on the internet.
That is so true.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And we were talking about how people feel emboldened to maybe do things they wouldn't do. So, yeah, you're right. There is. And again, it comes down to the person, you know, I mean, and that's where you just got to say, you know, who you are in Christ really is the most important. You know, you don't have to go to the internet. You don't have to go, to school and be dressed a certain way to find approval, and to make yourself who you're not. You know what I mean? God sees you where you are, who you are, as you are, and loves you just like that. So it just kind of shines a light on a larger problem that a lot of us have in society, that basically in being in a society that tells us that we don't look right, if our measurements aren't like this, if we're not hot enough, we're not cool enough, we're not, you know, we're not thin enough, and things like that. And so I think that feeds to a lot of those kind of, to people who maybe wouldn't entertain those, what's the word I'm looking for? Not weaknesses, but if they feel like, even under the surface, maybe they don't say it or seem like it, but maybe they feel like these are shortcomings in their lives and they wish that they were someone else. And they might not
right.
see that on the outside, but they could go on MySpace and become this other person.
Right.
You know?
I think it's so much easier
yeah.
for them to
And it's, and then there's another side of the coin of that. You could find some really quiet, super introverted people who could go on MySpace and really finally express themselves. And people find them incredibly fascinating to read what they have to say, but wouldn't have the guts to tell someone these things in person. So
that's
it really, it works in different ways, but you're right. And again, that calls for discretion, conviction, and also a good sense of your own character really helps, you know, and knowing who you are.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of, you know, kids really getting sucked into it. And just, I mean, I think that's a problem for any new fad.
Yeah. When you first get
so
on it.
Time.
Oh, man. When you first get on it, it's, I have to admit, when I first got on MySpace, I was like.
It's
totally addicting. I was like, oh, man, who messaged me? Who sent me a friend invite?
Uh-huh.
Who did this? And I was checking it, like, all the time. And then I realized, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm like. I'm mental. This makes no sense. So, but at least for me anyway, the fad of it definitely wore off a little bit. It was kind of like when I first got like an Xbox and was playing like Halo every night.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, eventually it became not cool and, you know, just pop on once in a while.
I think this must be why I was never very popular in high school, because I don't get a whole lot of that of who emailed me, who sent me something, blah. You know, most of the time, and I know this will make me sound totally antisocial, which I'm really not, people, but a lot of the times I just like I don't like getting messages, because then I feel obligated to message back. I'm like, oh,
I gotta talk to somebody.
They left me a voicemail. I know I'm gonna call them back and they're not gonna be there because they're constantly, you know, off somewhere, and I'm just gonna leave them another voicemail, and it's never gonna, or, you know, an email, and and, you know, I'm like one of those people that just I prefer talking people face to face, because there's no delay in the amount of time. Because, like, the thing I don't like, this is totally off the subject if you don't mind, the thing I don't like about email is you write someone and then you have to wait all this time to get, like, you know, so I can see where instant
it really
messaging
does slow the conversation.
Yeah, you know,
down,
and I'm just more of an instant conversation kind of guy, because that's when I'm at my wittiest, people, in case you hadn't noticed here on Raw Talk. That's where it shines, not so much in the written word.
Anna, thank you so much.
Thanks for chiming in. And if you have a question about Raw Talk, an opinion about, not Raw Talk, if you have a question about Raw Talk, we'll answer that too. If you have a question about MySpace, you have an opinion about MySpace, what's the deal with M88 there? Should Christians be there? Or what are the dangers? What are the pros? Give us a call, 505-338-5790, and we'll take your questions. Now, Joey, let's talk a little bit about safety, all right? Because I know that's something that a lot of parents need to be concerned about. And really, I think it would have been cool if Matt could have been here, our program director, because he has a teenager who is on MySpace, and I've kind of seen how he handles that. And I think he's done a good job. I mean, again, I don't know a lot about MySpace,
sure,
but the fact that I've seen him checking up on his daughter's profile and, you know, looking it over, looking to see who she's added as friends and stuff. I have a lot of respect for a parent who's, because, you know, there's the invasion of privacy issue.
But at the end of the day, man, if you're a parent and your child is living under your house, under your roof, not under your house, hopefully, that would be a bummer.
That'd be more like a troll.
Fixing your plumbing.
Yeah,
no, if they're living under your roof, the bottom line is you need to be up in your kid's business. You really do. I mean, you know, any adult who will look back at when your kid hits their 20s, hopefully they'll become mature enough to realize that you cared for them and were concerned about them, and it really doesn't become a big deal at the end of the day. But if you you know, if you just let them do whatever, then of course you're letting your kids run risks of not making the smartest decisions. So I would encourage all parents to be all up in the biz, man. Learn about MySpace. Learn about how to do it. You know, even get your own MySpace page as a parent, you know, and then you can kind of check things out better if you want to learn how to use it. Now, I wish we would have got the page up sooner, but we didn't. It will be up this week. You'll be able to go to m88.org and get some tips on how to set up security and privacy settings on MySpace. There are actually some very effective privacy settings that you can set up and that you can require your kids to set up. I notice that most, like, since we've had the M88 page, I've had a lot of teenagers friend request me from Albuquerque, you know, that, and you look at their page and they have M88 on there and things like that. So, because I normally didn't have teenagers, you know, like, just looking me up personally, you know. So I noticed that my personal page has been getting a lot of invites But what I've noticed is with a lot of the Christian teenagers, especially teenagers that I know, like from that I've seen around, their profiles are completely private. Like if you were to click on their picture, you would see nothing. You would see their photo and their name, and it would have a little thing that says, this profile can only be viewed by this person's accepted friends. And then once I hit approve to their friend request, I was able to see their profile. So it's a great way for people to, if you have a, if you're a teenager or if you're a parent and you have a young person on MySpace, it's a great way to make sure that no one's just checking out your kid without prior approval.
Well, there and was so that whole thing in Wired magazine. Did you remember when we were talking about this? It was reported on ABC News where one of the employees, editors, writers, I don't remember if he was an editor, but he's one of the writers for Wired magazine, basically wrote this program where he scanned the profiles that was on MySpace to check them against profiles of known sexual predators.
Right.
And he had like something like 700 hits,
right,
possible hits. And eventually the whole thing ended up with an actual bust of a guy who was actually,
sure,
doing what you were saying.
Right.
Shopping basically for kids.
Right.
And you know, and that's gotten a lot of press. And again, like we said at the top of the show, 1-2% of, you know, of crimes that are in a sexual nature against children actually happens through the internet because of the internet. So it's not,
right,
a huge thing yet, but it receives so much attention in the media,
right,
that people can get totally freaked out. And I saw something that I thought was kind of interesting, and this, again, not from experience, this is, mm-hmm, from what I read, but one of the things they said, one way that you can protect yourself is if you post a photo, slightly blur it, because that makes it very hard for anyone to manipulate that photo and abuse that photo and do other stuff with it.
Right.
And so you don't necessarily want the perfect crystal clear photo on,
sure,
it. And I'm like, wow, really? That's pretty simple.
That's pretty simple.
But like you said, people online,
you also gotta
lazy,
have like Photoshop
yeah,
to do that.
Or a bad photographer.
Yeah. But I think, first of all, by default, MySpace does not allow, automatically puts your like instant message settings to disables. So you have to actually go in there and enable someone to instantly chat with you. So that's not right off the bat. And those are settings that you maybe want to keep off, just depending. Also, like I said, there's settings that can protect you. If you find that you're getting hassled a lot from bands asking for friend requests, you can make it to where you do not accept band invites. You can make it to where nobody can even send you a friend invite unless they know your real email address. You know, so that's probably the most lockdown that you can get right there, is that you can't even say, hey, will you be my friend, unless you know that person.
Right.
You know?
Now, what about, do you know of any ways, any tips for spotting someone who might have not pure motives? What are some, do you know of any indicators,
yeah,
like of
stuff
that's sent or in a,
sure,
message, or you know, like how? What should parents be on the lookout
so
far as sketch stuff coming in?
I stay away from the people that don't have a photo and don't have information about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you'll just see a name with an age, with and just like, and it says about me, and there's like nothing, and then there's about, and there's, and they, and it's just pretty much a blank thing. I pretty much stay away from that. Also, and I'll get a lot of friend invites for the band page for the Echoing Green. I call them hoochie pictures. But if I see anything that's kind of on the sketch side, there's a lot of
hoochie
girls that just aren't dressing super modest, so to speak. So if I get like hoochie invites, I'm like, no. Instant denial. So, you know, so if somebody is of the character to the where they want to put themselves in kind of like something that's not appropriate, you know, or slightly risque, that's an instant no for me. So, and that's literally just more of an issue of discipline than it is like built-in settings, you know. Those are tips, though. Like, if the photo is if someone's bold enough to put a sketch photo, chances are the person's sketch, and you just don't mess with it. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? I won't even really go click and look at it. You know, so but that's me, and that's where my conviction is for that. You know, but it seems to me pretty smart. So, and it's worked. So you beware of people that don't have information about themselves. Maybe just have a photo but nothing. You know, it's like, you know what? Forget it. This says they're 99 years old, and you know, just don't. I usually don't bother.
And I think you'd have to be pretty concerned about anyone who says, "Hey, let's meet," wouldn't you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's a bad idea in general. Anybody on the internet that's like, "Dude, meet me at Costco." or whatever. Not that Costco's like the super sketch place. I suppose I should have picked some place on Central.
Don't you have to have a membership for that?
I don't know like bar names, you know, but like someplace shady. The only thing I could come up with was Costco. But anyway, if they're wanting to meet you in town, dude, no. Hello.
Costco's going
to
call us now.
There's a huge element of common sense involved with the internet in general that just people need to have.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, and we still have time to take at least one more call if anyone else has a question or opinion
about Costco
and why Joey thinks it's so sketch that you'd never want to meet anyone there. Or about MySpace, 505-338-5790. You know, let's just get a little philosophical here towards the end of the program, Joey. What do you think is the need that people have that drives them to some place like MySpace? I mean, what is the appeal for this that so many people are going there?
Well, I think people are coming from different directions. I think that, I think the thing I said at the top of the show where MySpace really kind of made the internet less of a hassle. It's an internet inside an internet, and it made it to where, look, I just want to check out music and movies and bands and friends. And that was, and MySpace really condensed that rather than trying to find a cool website. I mean, it just contained it all. So you have that person. Then you have the person who, like some of our listeners brought up, who really kind of use it as an opportunity to become maybe someone who they aren't in real life. And I think that's where the danger to ourselves lies. And it really comes down to people wanting to feel approved. You know, people feeling like they are not good enough where they're at. So they need to find a place to make them feel like they are something cooler than who they are, which is probably one of the most unfortunate lies that anyone's ever been told. It's really sad. And you will find, probably the girls are probably the biggest victims of this mentality, although it's not, guys are not impervious, that's for sure. There's definitely guys that fall under this too. But there's a lot of things in society that tell us that we just don't make the grade. And so MySpace, since you're not popular at school, or you don't think you are, or you don't think you look good enough or hot enough or thin enough or anything, you know, awful like that, you can go on MySpace and try to make yourself be someone who you aren't. And that's unfortunately, and you're basically, if you do that, you're giving in to, you're allowing yourself to believe just a really awful lie about yourself that the devil would love you to believe, but is not at all what Christ sees of you in you and thinks of you, you know, that our Heavenly Father, who's the ultimate approval, unconditional. And, it's just against all those things.
Absolutely. We have, Greg on the line. Greg, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Thanks, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, man. What's up?
Well, not much. I just wanted to mention, you know, I think I agree with you guys on all the safety stuff, and I have a music page on MySpace, and so I like to communicate with people on there through that, and I have met so many great Christian people on there. I mean, people just have talked to me, they've opened up to me just about, you know, issues they have, and so I've just had some great Christian fellowship and some great Christian discipleship on there, and just it's just been a really great experience, and I see all the, you know, the bad stuff on there, and I watch out for that. So I think, you know, there's good and bad, but I've had a great experience on there.
I know who this is, Greg. I've seen you on MySpace. You're rocking up there.
Cool. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Greg. Very well, thanks cool. for calling in, sharing with us, man.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a good night.
To talk about this is a great way. If you've ever had most of the bands, with the exception of maybe like the huge acts, you know, like your Madonnas and U2s and stuff like that, you know, I doubt those cats ever really go to MySpace. But I think you'll find that most Christian bands, at least as far as I've seen, run their own MySpace pages. What a cool way. If you ever had a question for any of the bands we play on this station, to say, hey, what is the deal with this song? What does this mean? What
are you
trying to say?
Christian?
Yeah. Are you really Christian? Or, you know what? Or to let them know how much one of their songs blessed you. It has been an amazing way for you to connect with those bands. And I think you'll find more often than not, you'd actually get a response back.
Well,
me,
I know
personally,
Red responds to everyone personally.
Yes.
And they have
thousands upon thousands that they respond to.
I do too. I mean, I really go through the effort to, if somebody just writes me something, you know, even if it's just, you rock, you know, I mean, I'll
say, write back, thanks.
Thanks, you know. But I mean, the point is that you're connecting, you know what I mean? And I had a guy who was definitely not a Christian who emailed and was just like, you know, with some colorful expletives in his sentence, was basically, you guys are stinking awesome. And that's the totally, you know, Christianized version of what he really said.
Yeah.
That's the rated G version. But I couldn't help but think, wow, what a cool, you know, this guy's listening to the music. So I wrote him back and I said, you know, hey, thanks, man. You know, thanks. And, you know, my email, of course, was G rated. And just because I wrote him back, he was like, dude, bleepity bleepity bleep, I'm getting your album right now. And so, you know, 5 Morse code beeps later, you know, he picked up the record, and who knows how that'll bless him.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, so the fact that that you can connect with people that want to connect with you on a band sense, you know what I mean, has been made the ministry just a new, it has given it a validation for me that I've kind of wanted for a long time on that scale.
Well, yeah, I think the name of MySpace is so telling so far as why people are there. Just the name MySpace.
Yeah.
It's what people are looking for.
Yeah,
their own personal
corner of the internet.
And, you know, as we wrap things up, let me just encourage everyone who's looking for a place, you know, you want a place where you can be, where you can fit in, where you can accept it, like we've talked so much.
And you're not talking about Cheers, right?
That's right. Okay. Where everybody knows your name. Which is at GameStop for me generally. But there is such a place, and it's not on the internet, you know. God told us that he is preparing a place for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said that he's going to prepare a place for us in heaven, and you know, if that wasn't true, he wouldn't have said it. And if he is going to do that, then he's absolutely coming back for all of us. That's a paraphrase, by the way, but it's essentially what Jesus said. So there is a space for you. There is a MySpace for you that will last for all of eternity. Who knows how long the internet's going to last, you know?
Right.
It's not going to be around forever, and your MySpace profile will, you know, crumble into digital dust someday.
I have a feeling even though it's virtual, it can still and will burn.
Yeah, I think, digital stuff burns just as easily as anything else.
Yep.
But there is a space for you, and I just want to end the program by saying, you know, if you're looking for your space, you don't necessarily, you're not going to find it on the internet.
Right.
You might find a temporary fill, but it's really not going to satisfy in the end. And if you'd like to know about your space in heaven, we'd be more than happy to talk to you about that. Send us an email, studio@m88.org, or you can call us during the week, and we'll talk about that with you. And just to encourage you, yeah, MySpace is cool, or maybe not, depending on your opinion. You can go either way. There's a way for you to connect, to have community, and to say, yeah, this is MySpace.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not going to last. You want a MySpace that's going to last, you're only going to find that in Jesus Christ, and it's only going to be in heaven.
Yep.
And so we'll just close with that. Joey, thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight.
Hey, man, thanks. It's been really cool.
I appreciate your help and your input. Next week, it'll be kind of chill, and I'll need your help, because all we're going to do is talk about gratitude as we celebrate Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people are going to be gone, so I'll be sitting here all by myself, and I don't want to hear crickets the entire hour. So if you have some time, if you'd like to share what you are so grateful for, what you're so thankful for, we're just going to take some time next week on Raw Talk to talk about gratitude. How thankful are we really? Is basically what we're going to discuss. And throughout the hour, we'll just talk, what are you thankful for? So I hope you'll take the time to join me for that, because, you know, we spend so much time discussing other stuff on Raw Talk, all this hot, controversial, blah, blah, blah. I think it'll be nice just to take some time and say, this is what I'm thankful for. So please join me if you are in town, if you have the time, next week for Raw Talk, right here on M88.